sixth annual Extra Life Video Game Marathon is coming up on November 2nd, 2013. Now it's time for gamers to make a difference. Extra Life is just like a run or a walk or a bike event, except you never have to leave the comfort of your own living room. Just sign up online at extra-life.org to register. On November 2nd at 8 a.m., you play any games you want for 24 hours. Find out more and sign up to play online at extra-life.org. Play games. Heal kids. Extra Life. This message is made possible by Children's Miracle Network Hospitals and this podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the 67th episode of the Not Your Mama's Gamer podcast, a podcast where we talk about games and gaming from a feminist perspective. My name is Samantha Blackman, and I'm an associate professor here at Purdue University in wonderful West Lafayette, Indiana, where I talk about, think about, write about, dream about, amongst other things, video games. And I am joined tonight, as in every podcast night, by my co-host, Alex Lane, Sarah, and Alicia. Ladies.
Hello.
Hey.
I have to say, I have that intro nailed, okay?
Yes, she did. I watched it.
I was sitting here giggling while I was doing it.
So was I. I was typing it in your tone, too. I don't know if you could tell, but I was.
I could hear you typing.
That's true, you could hear me typing.
I kind of felt the tone coming from it.
We've had some technical difficulties, just so you know. So I've been basically just razzing Sam for the last 40 minutes.
And killing your keyboard.
Well worth it. Well worth it.
With tiny hammers.
Yeah.
It is my fault.
This is what happens when Alex Lane podcast records not drinking.
Well, let me say, for the record, we are recording a day early. And my computer is set to auto-update the day before we record so that we don't have any issues on the day that we record. And when I went to refresh my drink and go to the bathroom before we started, the machine restarted itself, and it is taking forever for the update to finish.
Well, so we've been sitting here. Don't pee.
We've been sitting here for 40 minutes. We've been sitting here for 40 minutes waiting for this update to finish. And then I did the thing it told me not to and shut it off when it was like 2/3 of the way through. And now it hasn't moved since. I mean, the little line is moving, but it's not saying that it's any more updated. So I may have broken it.
Technology.
You're boned.
I would be worried.
Well, we'll find out.
She's gonna steal mine if hers breaks anyway.
just replace it. I know, just switch them out.
Except you never taught me how to do the fancy multicolored keyboard.
That's okay.
Look at you, still won't tell me. God. Okay, so I'm Alex Lane. I'm a PhD candidate at Purdue, and I study games and other things associated with games. And, yeah, that's it.
And
I don't have anything funny to add to that. I'm sorry.
I don't have anything funny to that either. I'm Alicia Carabinas. I'm an MFA candidate in fiction at Purdue University, and as soon as we finish, I'm going back to working on my thesis.
Yay. Oh, you're working on your thesis? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's almost done.
Yay.
That's cool.
Yay for
being almost done. Oh,
Sarah. So I am Sarah Nixon. I am a undergraduate student at Purdue University, double majoring in creative writing and professional writing, and hoping to work in the video game industry one day. And I am so cold, I am literally shaking right now.
Are you going to move to California?
No, I actually don't mind the cold, but it's just like...
No, I mean for your video game job, not the cold.
Oh, I would be willing to move to California.
There's a game that just came up on the Women in Games LinkedIn group that they're looking for specifically to get more women into their business. They're looking for a games writer, creative writer. I'll forward it to you.
Really?
Tell them hiring writers also.
Yeah, they post stuff all the time, and women are like looking for other women to hire. That's like why they do it, you know.
Yeah. And I considered really hard, like, should I stop doing my thesis and write a screenplay sample so I can apply for a job? No, I decided not to. But you can. And should.
Because you're not writing enough.
Clearly you're not looking enough.
Yeah.
Clearly not enough.
Sarah and I will be over here crying our faces off because we're writing so much.
Because finishing novel.
Right, because the rest of us don't write anything. You're absolutely right.
I didn't say that.
This is the thing that I always thought was interesting. So, like, my first and second year, like it's insane, right, in a PhD program. You're reading a book a week per class plus and doing all these projects, and it feels insane, right? And then you see, like, these fourth and fifth years who, like, don't have classes, and you're like, what do you do with your time? And, like, you don't understand when you have, like, the crushing weight of the world and everybody you know on your shoulders, things take a little longer, and they're a little more high stakes, right? So it actually takes up far more of your time to do simple things like write and things like that. And then on top of that, you having a kid, Sam, I don't know how you don't explode into a million pieces every day. But yeah, it is. It's just constant crushing weight of possible failure all the time. So that takes a little bit of
time. Some time ago, my blood was all drained out and replaced with liquefied that.
Liquefied what?
Crushing weight of possible failure.
I know, right?
I thrive on it now.
Well, I'm glad that you have that, because your first 2 years of your PhD program are going to be lovely if you have both. Most people just have, you know, the reading they have to do and studying for prelims. Give me a break. I'm applying for jobs right now, everybody. I'm sorry for my horrible bitterness.
She has to rant. It's okay.
Oh, I'm
rant
sorry.
Rant it out.
Oh, catharsis. I feel so much better.
I'm glad.
All righty.
Sam, are you just losing your shit over there?
All Sarah? Right. Well, we're going to move on right now.
No, Sarah didn't introduce it. Oh, yeah, she did.
Yeah, I did.
I'm sorry. I'm super sober right now. It's horrible.
So, I mean, if tonight. You a beer.
What?
I'll bring you a beer.
No.
Like, no alcohol.
Oh, tonight. On the podcast.
You can throw it through, like, tape it to a brick and throw it through my window.
Okay. That would make everything a lot better.
Yeah, those would be more efficient ways of delivering it, but that sounds more fun.
That's a good idea.
Oh, God. Okay, so, anyway, good night. We are going to start the way we start every week with what you're playing, what you're reading, what you're drinking, and move on from there. Lisa, I'll go last with what you're playing since my list is online.
I'm going to go quick. I'm playing Don't Starve, which I've been playing for a lot of time, but I hit 80 days. My goal was to put it on easy settings and not do anything crazy, because I always, like, do risky things, like run across the marshland with the tentacles and such. So I'm just trying to see how long I can last so that new stuff starts happening. And new stuff, like new monsters have been showing up now that I hit, like, when I hit 60 and 70 and 80 days, new stuff started showing up, so it's cool. I beat Diablo 3. Now I'm playing it on Nightmare, which has been amazing. I've been playing Pokemon X like crazy. Thank you, Sarah and Sam.
Yeah.
No, but I snuck that. I wasn't supposed to buy it, remember? So, no, I'm not playing it. So, but I am a lot. I found that there wasn't a box or a receipt for, like, incriminating evidence.
Get digital downloads.
I know, right? It's a huge problem. Also, one-click buying, send to your Kindle. Awful. Through the Arrival, I played a lot of, which I'll talk about later, and then Cold Tip Saga, which you guys have been hearing me talk about for, like, 2 years. So that's what I've been doing.
Cool.
Oh, I guess I'm next.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have also been playing Pokemon X, but not as much as I want to, because I have a lot to write now. And also, I have written down Animal Crossing and very blatantly put out a parentheses FML after it. I just cannot stop, and even though I have all this stuff to do, I just keep looking at my town and being like, there are too many dirt patches. I need to, like, intensively cover it in flowers and water it and not walk on it and make sure that it goes back. And now they're like, hey, you know, be on the lookout for snow. Like, today's forecast has snow. And I'm like, oh, my God, not your snow. Oh, it just keeps... And all the mushroom things now. Gotta collect all the mushrooms. It just adds a lot more. Now my, like, daily chores keep getting bigger and bigger.
Yep. Animal yep. Crossing.
It does that to you.
Yes.
What you playing, Alicia?
Well, I played a lot of things at the marathon. I don't even remember what all I played because at some point, life ended and I was a zombie. But there was a lot of the usual stuff. Like I played, you know, of course, some Left 4 Dead 2. I've been playing that at home. I'm still playing Peggle because I have discovered that I, at least on my phone, am mm-hmm. the fucking Peggle Grandmaster. Like I cannot be touched. Scoring like 400,000 and 500,000 with one ball. So come at me, bro. This is what I'm saying there about some Peggle. Played some Magic this week for the first time in a long time with physical. With actual cards and on the Xbox. But the big thing that I did that I fell totally in love with and am not allowed to finish because of the writing, but I really want to have been thinking about a lot, was Beyond Two Souls, which I thought, despite the remarkably silly control scheme, was fantastic.
I still like it.
Yeah, I mean, I there were times when I was like, really, I'm going to jerk the controller up in the air now? Yes, I am. Okay, I'm going to pump this water. Things like that, but in the Pepsi challenge between Beyond and The Last of Us, I'm down on the side of Beyond, like, by far.
Did you play Heavy Rain or...
I did not. I did not play okay. Heavy Rain. I'm familiar with Heavy Rain.
See, I guess for me, Beyond is too much like Heavy Rain.
Jason?
Because Heavy Rain was a couple years ago, and I was expecting Beyond to be so much better.
Yeah.
Right? Because of the time lapse, and because I'm like, okay, so they've done all this great shit since then, so this game is going to be awesome. And it's not that it's not a good game. It is. But I had these expectations that it just didn't live up to.
And that might be part of why I was so soured on The Last of Us, because, you know, at the time that I was playing it, everybody was like, oh, my Jesus, it is the greatest game that has ever graced a console. And I was like, really, y'all? Because I'm looking for triangles and, you know, everything.
What is that accent? Pattern. I like that.
I don't know. That's
I know.
What people say to me. I guess that's how they talk when I hear them.
even though P says she sounds just like Holly Hunter.
shut up. I don't know, so that might be part of it, and I came into Beyond not really knowing that much about it, about the story, not having played Heavy Rain, and also I started that about halfway through the marathon, so my brain might have been a little fried already, and then I was like, I don't want to stop, like I'm super tired, and I kind of want to die, but I got to get through this as much as possible, because I know I'm not going to be able to get back to it for a while. And I just really liked it. And I think I'm going to write about it next week. So I've got some feelings that I want to address.
Got some feels.
Some feelings.
Feels.
Sam, Heavy Rain was our introductory game to our friendship. Do you remember?
Oh, because I told you to play that game, and then you went home and just sat and played it in one straight playthrough like a maniac.
Yeah, it was like my second year. I had like, it was my first class I had with you, and you're like, you should play this game. And I was like, all right. And I went and bought it in like a 12-pack of Mountain Dew and a pizza and some Cheetos. And then like 12 hours later, I came back to her like with a, you know, ripped up clothes and all sorts of crazy stuff. And I'm like, I beat it. Here.
Like,
you're like, have you slept? No. Is that Skittles in your hair? Shut up. They're mine. You can't have them.
That's what happens to Alex when her husband's out of town.
Oh, it's awful. You know,
Alex, I need to send my family away for like a weekend, and we should just like sit in the same room and not talk to each other and do nothing, play games.
Look,
like,
there's nothing. That's all I've ever wanted in life. That's all I've wanted.
I just want you to know that I'll be there for you. I'll be that person for you.
Can we order a 10-buck box? I know it's disgusting.
It's fine.
Okay.
If there's two of you, you should at least splurge to get the 20-buck box.
Let Alex and I have our thing, okay?
Our thing is going to
back
get
off, Sam. Like,
I just want you to order the 20-buck box so I can come over.
No. That's fine. That's fine. Everyone can start their own screen. We order online and slide the money out through the little, like, mail slot so that no one sees us. It'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
We need to make this happen. It's really all I've ever wanted.
Okay. when you get your job.
What's that? We'll when I get my job?
Your job, we'll celebrate.
Done.
Yay!
100% done. We gotta send Mike away, though.
Okay, that's fine. All
right.
Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, you just start plotting. Let's see. What have I been playing? Pokemon X. Yes, I've been playing Pokemon X. Because my kid finally discovered that I was playing Pokemon X, so she's been doing the lab co-op with me. And that's been fun. I wrote about that this week, or last week now. What else have I been playing? Oh, God, Hearthstone. Lots and lots of Hearthstone, which makes me very happy. I usually don't like electronic versions of card games. I like electronic versions of board games a lot, especially when they're multiplayer and I can pull other people in and make them play with me, people that I know, like Alex. But Hearthstone, I think it's so much fun, even though I don't really usually play card games much. When you put it in the right context, apparently I will play it a lot. Also, let's see, what else have I been playing? Lego Marvel Super Heroes. I started playing it at the marathon, and played a lot, played some co-op. It was a split screen co-op can sometimes make me kind of queasy, but I played a good bit of it at the marathon, and then when I came home, because Lego gets so much, she and I played, and since we tend to stay on the same screen for the most part. Okay, so in a nutshell, I've been playing Pokemon X, Hearthstone, Lego Marvel Super Heroes with my kid, and what else? Oh, I downloaded the first Disney Star Wars game, Star Wars Tiny Death Star.
Just the best name ever.
That's cute.
Well, you know what it is? All it is a another version of that tiny apartment game. It was called Tiny Apartments or Tiny Toons or some shit like that, where you just had to, like, micromanage and use the little elevator.
Oh, my God. Are you micromanaging the Death Star?
Yes, you micromanage the Death Star.
I'm so fucking in.
Sold.
You micromanage the Death Star.
Wow.
So I've been playing that and probably way too much of that. And I finished, I thought I had an hour left, but I only actually ended up having like 20 minutes or half an hour left, of the Wolf. So I am waiting patiently or impatiently for the next episode of The Wolf Among Us, as well as the first episode of season 2 of, The Walking Dead, of course.
I tried to start The Wolf Among Us like 4 times during the marathon. People kept talking to me, so I was like, I'm going to get back to that later, and then I haven't even turned it back on, so I need to play that.
Well, that's good.
Instead of playing video games, don't talk to me.
Oh, yeah. I was on the busy end of the room where motherfuckers were talking.
You and I were sort of on the same side, but we both had the same style, I think, until I started playing Pokemon X because I needed Sarah's help. Because I wasn't very good at it.
But the next time we duel, we'll be, like, on equal playing.
That's right. No, we won't.
Here we go.
So, what you drinking, ladies?
Soda.
Slame.
It's the worst.
I'm drinking my sneaky.
Nice.
I have. I just finished my only Smittix, and I'm really sad because now I'm drinking.
I love Smittix.
I love Smittix. That's why we're life partners, Alex. I had a
well, this is going to have to be kind of a menage a freaky because I love Schmittix.
Okay, we will. Three ways: pizza and gaming and Schmittix.
I don't even know what Schmittix is.
Then you can't come play.
That's a problem.
Young. You're too young is what it is. But well, I had a friend who was here this weekend, and she had some beer, and so I'm drinking this enlightened, this New Belgium Enlightened Black Ale, which, for the record, is disgusting, but my Honkers Ale is not cold. So I'm going to drink this anyway because it's open, and I'm not going to let this beer go to waste.
I hate hot beer.
Yeah, but this is not hot. This is cold, but it's gross. But I finished my Smittix, and the Honkers Ale is hot, so it's New Belgium fucking Enlightened Black Ale, liquefied black shit, I guess. I don't know. Next.
Well, I did have a Sprite and, like, cranberry vodka mix, but not
Oh, she's
more.
So cute, you guys.
Hey, no, did you put a Jolly Rancher in it? Some Zima?
No, I don't have any.
That's what I would try. That's what I drank when I was youngin'.
Would you stop what earth? You're just mean.
Listen, you're cutting out. I can't hear your insults, so. Fuck
yeah,
off.
I don't know.
I think you're lying.
We're in a conspiracy.
I think you hear me just fine.
Ooh, I heard that fine. I'm scared. reading? Is anybody reading anything? No one's ever reading anything. I'm not.
Not game related.
No, me neither.
Yeah, sorry.
I am, but we'll skip it. Because we have been for this first 20 minutes of the podcast. For the last 2 hours. Anyway, we got another cursed episode.
So, right. Let's not let Robot Sam do the transitions.
I feel like if I keep laughing, I'm just gonna like curl into a ball and like fall asleep weeping. I don't think you want me to do the transitions. Maybe Alicia, you should do it today.
Shit. Okay, let's talk about some quick news.
Oh yeah, news. I think I have the first news aspect. So if you care about Black Friday, Best Buy, Walmart, and a bunch of other big places revealed their deals. So you can go ahead and check those out. We'll put the link up in the show notes, but I'm not going to go through them all because I don't really care. So
now talk about some of them in my list.
Yeah.
And whoever does that PS4 is next.
That's me. I hope I don't sound like Robot Sam.
You sound like probably...
Okay, well, I think the biggest news of the week for me was probably the most amusing, was that since the PS4 is actually coming out this Friday, now all the shit's starting to come out in these last couple weeks. Like, it won't play MP3s, you can't play a CD, you can't stream music from your... you can't stream music from your home PC. And then if you like read the enclosure that comes with it, they literally say that you cannot sell or trade games, that you buy for the PS. Even though they had one of their
business.
I know. Even though they had one of their, when they got called on it, one of their executives came out and said, "Oh no, yeah, you can." But the enclosure that's mailed with it still says you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Also, none of the shit that's supposed to be working, all the we're gonna have that made it better than the Xbox One, is not gonna be functional at launch. And they also, in the enclosure that came out, say that they can basically watch or listen to anything you do on the PS4 for purposes of keeping shit honest.
I have just learned to love. We can actually understand you just fine, Sam. It just sounds awesome. It really does.
It does not.
Like, we can, I don't know if you guys can, but I can understand her.
I gotta mute myself.
I can understand her, but it's just like, occasionally there are like beeps.
And like interference. It's really is. It's my day, Sam. It made my day.
It is funny. It's especially funny when you're talking about this very serious thing. We're basically Sony, like, fucked everyone over by not
revealing
the truth.
But you know what? Like, I don't even like. I don't know. It's not that I don't care. It's that they're still going to get my money anyway.
You know, people like you, Sarah, you're the problem.
But I'd rather... I've always done PlayStation.
So, out of BlizzCon this week, they announced that Hearthstone is going to go into open beta soon, just like I kind of guessed it would in our last episode. It's going into open beta soon. And they are also going to release Hearthstone for portable devices, which means I'll also be able to play Hearthstone on my iPad, which means my life is officially going to be over because I'm going to do nothing but play Hearthstone all the fucking time. Yeah.
You should learn some self-control. I don't know.
I have none. None at all. I'm not even going to hold you up.
Listen, if you need friends with self-control, then you need to find different friends.
Yeah.
Look, I was only directing that at Sam. The rest of y'all are cool with me.
Oh, God. Sam, you're just taking it tonight from all angles. I'm sorry.
Apparently.
No, sorry. Speaking of BlizzCon.
One of you was officially on the way out. The rest of you still hanging around, huh?
That's a good, excellent point, Sam. I like
you best, Sam. I like
you. Speaking of BlizzCon, World of Warcraft announced their new expansion for WoW. It's Warlords of Draenor. I don't know, it's stupid sounding. You get a sweet level 90 boost. You can pick a character to level up to 90. But what would you worry about when you do that? You worry that you would suck at playing it and everyone's going to be mad at you, right? But they also include this new thing called the Proving Grounds, and it's like this area where you go to learn how to tank or heal or DPS in dungeons. So I think that's pretty cool, like acknowledging that it's no longer really about grinding your way up, killing boars from 1 to 90. It's, you know, it's a little different of a game now, especially since they introduced the Death Knights that start at 55. And then there's also a bunch of crazy boosts that you get for hitting level 100, like 50% extra damage, like all sorts of crazy stuff. So we'll put the link in the show notes, or Sam will, because she does the show notes, hopefully, maybe.
Thank you, Sam.
You can check out, there's a ton of interesting stuff on there. They're trying to revive WoW, and they also said it was not going to be the last expansion, so there you go.
Didn't they say expansions were going to be coming faster or something like that?
Well, they certainly seem to be, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, I think they're not, they're losing customers, but the people who made the game, it sounds like, have a lot of ideas for where it's going to go, and so they don't want to end it quite yet, but...
I need my husband to not find out about any of this because I need him to graduate.
Oh, okay. Well, And my husband's not going to find out about me buying Pokemon or about our pizza beer weekend.
That's fine.
Yeah. It's all between us. Nice. So up next is the Indie Game of the Week, which is mine. It's Splendor: The Arrival, which is jointly developed by Blue Isle Studios and Mark Hadley, under whatever his studio name is, I forget what it is. And he's the one who created the original Splendor game. If you never played Splendor, you should just try it. It's free. It's like you just sort of awake in the woods, and you're like running through, and you find little notes, and it's really creepy.
You gotta collect all the notes.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome.
Before Splendor gets you.
Before Splendor gets you, and it's really creepy. And Sarah, you played Splendor: The Arrival. What did you think?
I did. It is scarier, I feel like, than the first one, and it is nice in regards to they actually kind of, like, make it be an actual story instead of just being like, oh, well, you see your car over there and it's crashed, but, you know, nothing else really, like, story plotline-wise. So, Splendor: The Arrival does have not a long or detailed story, but certainly more of a story than the first one did, and it's a creepy story, so that adds to it. And there are more than one level. So
I played it. Admittedly, I played it at like 5 a.m. at the marathon. I think you were there. You all were there.
You and you.
I think it might have been because I was like sleep deprived and like high and drunk on Pokemon. But like, I've played it for over an hour now, and I don't know what to do. Like, it's like, go out by the back gate.
Really?
Next. And I'm, like, running around. Like, I've explored the whole thing. I've gotten to all the little areas where they have, like, the floodlights on the construction. I've, like, been in, like, this abandoned house. Like, I think I've explored, like, the map.
Does Splendor get you every time?
No, he hasn't gotten me yet.
Okay. See, I had the same issue.
See, what's happening is that he doesn't start coming really, or at least not aggressively, until you start finding the notes.
Yeah, because I'm supposed to investigate the scream by the back gate. So I go to the back gate and I explore. Like, I literally, like, just walked up and down. Again, 5 in the morning after a 24-hour gaming marathon, who knows? But, like, I walk up and down, I go to, like, every tree. What's supposed to be there? Is something supposed to be there?
No, you're just supposed to start, I think you're supposed to, it's been a while, but I think you're just supposed to start finding the notes.
But, like, notes I walked far. Around everything.
But they're tricky. They are tricky, and they're not.
I have a PhD, okay? If I can't find the notes, something is wrong with
them. They're not always in the same spot. They switch spots, too. So, like, even if you found a note in a previous location, it is.
I haven't found a single note. There. Full disclosure.
Well,
Alex, please tell me you say that at least once a day. I have a PhD.
I have a PhD, damn it.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Alex, I have found notes and I still haven't seen Slender.
Okay, that does make me feel like I just want a creepy thing to kill me. Is that too much to ask from a game?
I don't know about you guys. I always find the notes, and then he always comes after me. I find like 2, and then he like gets me.
Oh,
maybe he likes me.
Well, and then the thing is, then I don't, well, okay, wait. How many? This game has been out a while. Is it
since March?
Spoilers accessible. Okay, so then once you find the notes and you find all the notes in that level, then you have to like go explore this like mining cave, and you have to find notes in there. And then, in addition to Slender, you also have his little proxy that can run around, and you can see the proxy more clearly, like chasing you. And if you shine your light on it, it like stops. And that's kind of like you can get it to stay there. And I think it might go away the longer, if you, like, hold it, the light on it long enough. But then that amps up, like, the scariness factor, and it gets really freaking hard. It's a really hard game.
It's pretty hard. I'll try harder.
It gets even harder, so.
Aww. I'm feeling really, like, masochistic. I'll play it.
Oh, well, actually, in the cave, not notes. In the cave, you turn on generators. So.
You're just, like, I turned on the generators, all the ones on the surface.
What? I thought you hadn't gotten past the notes.
I haven't had a single note, but I like, went to all these areas where they're, like, doing shit, and I turned on all the generators, which turns on floodlights and stuff.
Oh, I never even done that.
I suck.
I didn't know
I'm
sorry.
We'll move on.
It's not you.
Don't try the game. I could care less. It's weird.
It's fun, though, if you can, like... Not it's frustrating, it. And it's scary. Like, the thing is that it is... It's a simple game, but it's scary.
Exactly.
So that's nice.
It's appealing. But you can also try the free one.
Try the free one first, and then if you like it, and right. You're like, hey, wouldn't this be cool if they kind of, like, had a story to go along with it? Then you can go buy the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Or not.
Whatever.
All right.
I don't want to keep talking. Can someone else go next? I know I'm next up on the list, but I don't want to.
Wait, what?
What do you mean you're next?
For the issue of the week? Oh, hell yeah, I'll start. I don't care.
Okay, well, our issue this week is not really an issue, but since the day after we're supposed to record, the next time when we won't be recording, is actually... Thanksgiving, the day that follows that is Black Friday. We're going to give you our Black Friday / Thanksgiving. All the stores are opening at like 7 o'clock in the morning on Thanksgiving. Oops. I'm going to hit you.
we're going to call Sam Johnny Five for the rest of the episode. Okay.
Sorry.
I just love that it, like, faded out, and then all we got was, like, robotic, I'm gonna hit you.
It's amazing. It's the greatest thing. We're gonna give you the what to buy during the beginning of your Christmas shopping for that person in your life who may be techie or not so techie.
Or it's us.
Or if you're buying stuff for us, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll give you Alicia's address so you can send it all there.
Please. Please do. Actually, the first two things that I'm going to suggest are for other people, not me. But I think these things are really cool, and they don't get talked about as much because we think about, like, gadgets and, you know, tangible things. But there's two items that I think are really interesting and would make awesome gifts. If I didn't already have these things, I would love them. So, obviously, other people would, too. And that's a subscription to Adobe Creative Cloud, so you can use, like, all of the software.
My mom got me that for Christmas last year. It was
See, it's amazing.
She got me that and a massage envy. Like, you get, like, a monthly massage and, like, all the Adobe software. It's awesome.
Life partner, can I just be your sister?
Yeah, okay. It's a family membership, so you're good now.
Awesome. But, yeah, I think that is a really cool thing and would make a great gift for anybody who does things with their computer besides, you know, like Facebook. Anybody could appreciate that. The other thing is, for the academic/writer in your life, consider buying them a copy of Scrivener. Only the greatest writing software ever created works for Mac, Windows, and Linux. What?
I said ever.
Yeah, Scrivener is amazing. And I've been talking about it a lot with friends lately, and I thought, you know, that would make a really good suggestion because I know a lot of people who are making the switch right now. It's a $40 program. It lets you organize everything if you are like me and keep every draft of everything you've done ever, even if you change only one word. It keeps all of that in one file instead of 40 files, which is fantastic. And it's got a lot of other cool features, too, for organization. So those are my two suggestions for gifts. Not tangible things, but great things. Kind of a third thing. Which is really just the number one thing I want but would make an awesome gift, is right now the Walking Dead Season 2 bundle. You can pre-order the whole thing, but if you pre-order now, you'll get the disc when it's over. So it's like a gift for somebody in the future.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah. You buy it now, then somebody has a birthday next year, you're like, here's the Walking Dead that I bought only for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, really, you bought it for you.
It doesn't matter.
Right, so that one's kind of dual use. My number one thing, though, that I would like someone to buy for me is an Xbox One. And I wish that I wanted a PS4 because I never owned a PS3 of my own, and I was planning. I was like, I'll just buy a PS4. It'll just be my first system. But no, because Dead Rising 3 is a thing, and I am going to have that, even if it's not very good. It doesn't matter. I'm going to have it, so I'm going to have an Xbox One. Somebody needs to make that happen for me. I've been
make that happen. Life partner, my mother's buying me one for Christmas.
Oh. I'm just moving into her house.
Alex's mom is, clearly she gives good presents.
Nobody understands how incredible my mom is, I think. Like, she is ridiculous, right? So, she's just the, she's like, hey, listen, what do you want for Christmas? Do you maybe want one of those, PS1s?
Yes. Yes, oh all the God. Things.
I'll try to add Sam here because it's not working.
Okay.
I'll try.
But yeah, it was so cute. And I'm like, well, you're funny. If Sam was here, she would back me up because her and my mom, when my mom comes to town, they get together and make fun of me. They just make fun of me for everything from being a terrible child to a terrible student for hours on end. Sam?
Yes.
I was talking about how amazing my mom is because she's getting me an Xbox One and does all sorts of cool stuff, and then how when you two get together, you just make fun of me forever. So it's really nice. No, I mean, genuinely, like...
I mean, she makes fun of me, but nobody's buying me fucking Xbox One, Sam.
Yeah, okay, no. you guys understand each other, you and my mom.
Yes.
So I'm going to start, I guess, again with my Xbox One spiel.
Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing that I really want, but nobody's going to get me, and I might have money for next year, but don't right now, is the Xbox One. And I kind of wish I wanted a PS4 more because I didn't have a PS3. I've borrowed a PS3. PS3 is fun. But I had to have Xbox for certain things that I love and depend on, and that's what I'm back to now. I have got to have Dead Rising 3. It could be the most terrible thing being developed right now. I don't care. Going to play it. Going to kill all the zombies.
hoping that it is as tough and brutal, again, as the original Dead Rising and not, you know, wussy like Dead Rising 2, but, you know, probably it's going to suck. Doesn't matter. Going to buy all these things for myself eventually.
Well, I did order one for the lab so you can play it there.
Oh, God, you're an angel among humans, a robot angel. The other things, the nice touchscreeny things, I really want a Kindle Fire HD. I love my Kindle, but it's kind of, it's, you know, one of the older Kindles. Actually, it's Terry's Kindle, and you have to, like, click it, and after you're reading for, like, 2 hours, I get tired of clicking. I just want to flick. So I end up reading a lot on my phone, which, of course, fries my eyeballs. So I really just want a nice Kindle Fire HD so I can feel fancy. And we need a new iPad because my son is not wanting to hold a charge anymore. So if you, people are buying things for us.
My phone for sale right now.
Oh, my gosh. We might talk. But my parenthetical after this in our document, like Sarah's parenthetical, my parenthetical was fuck everyone, fuck my bank account, fuck life, you only live once. So, Kindle Fire HD, new iPad. 4 and 5, I was looking at the 2DS for my son, but, you know, I don't think I'm going to get him one because the reviews on it are terrible.
Really?
Yeah. I think I'm just going to go ahead and get him a 3DS and just turn off the 3D.
Well, I
don't use 3D
anyway.
Yeah, I don't either.
Well, what reviews, what have you read that was terrible about the 2DS?
That it doesn't hold very much charge, which for us is a big problem since he's going to want to play it in the car and stuff. And then we got to juggle.
3DS.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the thing, the charge is like it holds for like half the time of the 3DS.
Plus the XL has not, like it has pretty good charge. Like.
Yeah. And they said, like, the sound and the screen and everything, it's not up to snuff. It's like, it's literally Nintendo shitting out something that you'll buy just because it's Nintendo. And he's pretty good with his stuff, so I don't think that he's going to break it. The only reason I was really looking at the 2DS is because now, of course, we have a second child who, in the next year or so, is going to be like, I want to play with all your things, too, as she stole my Xbox controller tonight while I was playing Left 4 Dead at 6 months old. I was very proud. You know, so I was thinking about it for that, but I think I'm just going to go ahead and get him a 3DS, and I'm going to get him a Pokemon. This will be the first Pokemon thing I've ever bought in my entire life, so I'm feeling a little virgin anxiety right now. Next.
Have you played Pokemon? Can I ask you that?
No, we talked about that when Carly was here. No, I've never played Pokemon games.
It was my first time ever playing a single one as
Amazing. It's fine. It's not that it's not a great game, but you're going to have to play it with them because there's so much being involved.
Terry has played Pokemon. So, Terry.
Okay, I'm talking about the Pokemon X or Y.
Yeah, I know.
He's going to be able to play by himself.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why Terry exists, and I will try to avoid Pokemon for as long as possible. I'm sure it won't happen. He'll bring it. He'll be like, Mom, how do I? And I'll be like, fuck, now I got to play Pokemon. And I will lose my cherry at last, and I'm really upset about it. anyway, shut up, Sam, you're a robot. I can say cherry if I want to. I want Destiny, and I've played all of Bungie's games, but this is the first time I've been like, you know, I really want that. It's not like it's something that has just fallen upon me or that I have to have just because everyone else has it, but I actually kind of want it. So there's that. I also need a new mouse because mine is sad, and I'm really picky about mice. And I've had six of the same one, and this is the longest that one has lasted, and Ned's about to die, and I'm really sad. It's the only non-Xbox Microsoft product I've ever willingly bought, this Microsoft mouse, and I swear by it because I have carpal tunnel. And this is what I put. If this is a dream time, somebody take pity on me and buy me Google Glass. Please.
Really?
I want to be plugged in 24/7.
Interesting.
I'm not even going to lie. I look so much shit up constantly that I would like to be able to just do that on my face. Yes. I'm that guy. I want to be a fucking gargoyle. Hook me up. Plug me in. I'm down. I will know everything. It will be amazing.
Then you will lose all touch with reality.
No, I won't.
Listen, life partner, I feel like you should discuss this with me before you go ahead and make these decisions.
Well, but luckily, I don't have the money for it, so not going to happen. But if somebody gives me one, you might just have to divorce me. is what I'm saying, because I'm going to wear it all the time. And people are
going to
talk to me.
Luckily, you live in Indiana.
I know. It's not going to happen. Okay, so I'm done. That's my list. Yay.
I'll go next year, because I have to go AFK for a second. So I have a pretty similar list, obviously, an Xbox One, which my mom has agreed to get me, because she's amazing and the best mom ever. And I want Call of Duty Ghost, obviously, for obvious reasons. I play a lot of Call of Duty. I also want Skylanders Squad Force, and I went back and forth on this. I almost bought it when it came out. I was supposed to do a review on it, actually, and I never did. Sorry. because here's why. I want every character. I would invest hundreds and hundreds and half dollars into the Skylanders game, but the problem is that the games are so short when you're an adult, yeah, that it's not worth it. And so they've come up with three different generations of Skylanders now, but, like, it's not worth it to invest in getting each element because it's essentially worthless in the next one, right? Because now you need a giant to be able to do that, and now you need a swap force to be able to do that. So it's like, it's so dumb because, right, like, I want to get my money's worth out of these. Like, I love it. I have an entire Tupperware container full, like a huge one, full of Skylanders. But, like, there's nothing for me to play anymore, you know? So
they try to market it by saying you can use your previous generation Skylander in the new iteration of the game, which is true, but you still have those areas of the game that can't be unlocked unless you have all the characters of the new generation, too.
Exactly. Who are you fooling? People want to unlock everything, you know?
Such a money grab.
Exactly. Well, and that's fine. Grab my money, but at least give me a little something in return. Like, seriously, this is the game that I would spend so much more money on than I already have if they made it worth my while, and they're not. So, but anyway, I still want it for Christmas, so whatever. I want a PS4. Again, it's less likely that I'm going to get that, and also less desired than the Xbox One.
Yep.
Okay, so Zoo Tycoon. I know it seems stupid,
yes,
right?
No, Zoo Tycoon is amazing.
I know, right? So the new one that they came out with, and this is one of the older social microtransaction type games, casual games, whatever you call it.
Are they coming out with a new one?
Oh,
what?
Yes.
So, they are?
I
have all the old ones.
So in this one, it allows you to both go into a God's View simulation game, just like every other Zoo Tycoon, but then you switch into first person, and you walk around, and you talk to people, and you visit your rides, and,
you can talk to people?
Yeah, you can do all sorts of things.
Because in the other one, you could walk around, and you could, go into the exhibits and see the animals and take care of them. Yeah. Yeah, I was, but it was just, you didn't really want to unless you had to, because it's kind of, clunky.
But I don't know.
If this is a new one.
Well, when did it come out?
A while, I don't know. Let me see. It was, my roommate had them, and I played them before, but it's been a while.
I think it must be a new one, because I saw it on, a upcoming gifts to get people for Christmas 2013 type thing.
Okay, yeah, I think it must be.
So it must be a new one.
Because these were not, by any means new.
We had them,
I mean, she brought them freshman year, so, 4 years ago, and they were out before then, I think, so.
So, definitely check that out, because that, a hybrid of these, of the casual and hardcore, whatever, first person stupid, whatever, could be kind of revolutionary and bring both casual games and, COTS games, into sort of a new level. So it should be interesting. I do want Assassin's Creed 4. I watched some people play it at the gaming marathon. It looked really interesting.
Interesting because of all the commentary that went down, though, I
gotta
say. That
is 100% true, but I'll remember the commentary while I'm playing. those two jigs are
that
hilarious.
Shit was funny.
Oh, it was funny as fuck. Yeah.
Dying.
No, I was trying not to swear. I also want a Fitbit watch, which, is, a pedometer, and it, tracks your sleeping and stuff. It's stupid, but it looks fun. I have a Bose speaker, but, I'm always plugging it in and bringing it outside when I'm, having my grill-out nights. So I would like a wireless one. And, I want video game decals for my new house. You guys have seen, like, the Mario ones, right?
Yes.
That you put on the wall, like, the big life-size ones. I want a whole set of those to decorate my
house.
Oh,
like the Fatheads ones or whatever?
Oh, yes. Like the Fatheads ones.
That you can do, like, a whole, you can do, like, a whole Mario level on your wall.
You do, like, a whole level. Like, you do, like, the little guys along the bottom, and then you have, like, the boxes on the wall, right? Yeah, I want that. I want it. Because I'm going to be moving within a year, right? So I want that. And then, have you guys seen the Google Chrome TV zip drive thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's only $35. I think that looks kind of cool. I just want to try it and see what happens. So
that is a good gift.
It's $35. I could have bought that.
Yeah,
so,
I would one of those. But
I'll buy that for you guys then.
I want the Google Glass first.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, nobody can buy you Google Glass.
Oh, God. You guys don't understand how much I want that shit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm that guy. All right, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
Someone else.
I guess I'll go. So, my list is not so much, like, what I would personally want, though some of that
Sarah
is on there.
Nice.
I was, like, general good ideas for toys for both. I tried to think about kids, even though it's been a while. But, but so the first thing
you're
on
good
my
human.
List and that I also read the Black Friday deals for, like, GameStop and Toys R Us and Best Buy. So a lot of these come from that. So Toys R Us and Best Buy are offering a 250-gigabyte PS3 bundle that comes with Batman Arkham Origins and The Last of Us for $199.
That is an awesome
deal. It's a really awesome deal.
Revising my list.
If I didn't already have a PS3, it would be on my list. But those games are very good games. So getting them, you're basically getting them for free. So it's a crazy good deal. So if you are out on Black Friday and willing to go out on Black Friday, keep that in mind. also,
or you don't have to go out to get them anymore. You just have to go online and get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's also online or if it's just an in-store thing.
If anyone from the New Delta Review is listening, I need to win this contest so I can buy that bundle. Thanks.
And then they are releasing a Legend of Zelda: A Link Between Worlds 3DS XL bundle for $219 at GameStop for Black Friday, which is also a good deal. And I don't know if anyone has seen the style of the DS for that package, but it's pretty cool looking. Not gonna lie. It's really neat.
Yeah, a lot of those special ones, they always look really
good.
They
always look really neat, but this one is particularly neat. and then, going off bundles again, there is a PlayStation Vita Walking Dead bundle available at GameStop for Black Friday that includes the digital copy of Walking Dead, and obviously the Vita, and a 4-gigabyte memory card for $199 at GameStop for Black Friday. Then, I just thought this was fun. Apparently, also on GameStop at Black Friday, they're doing a buy any LEGO game on any system and get a free LEGO toy set or keychain. So, it's probably not going to be very expensive, toy set or keychain. But it should still be cool. I mean, and that's a while supply of plastic, so gotta get on that. But I feel like, you know, if you've been wanting to play the LEGO games, or any of the LEGO games, and they're good for kids, then you might as well, you know, go out and get it on Black Friday and get some free LEGO swag. And then I've been seeing these on TV advertised a lot lately. They're like kid-friendly tablets. The most popular one, it seems like, is Chameleo, is what they call it. It's, like, supposed to be a tablet that, like, as young as 3-year-olds are going to be able to use more easily than a regular tablet, and it comes with, the free version of Draw Something and 25 preloaded apps. And also social media apps and YouTube and all that kind of stuff. And it seems like they're also marketing that the parents can use it too, but it is designed for the kids, but it's kind of like a tablet that the whole family can use without you worrying about screwing it up.
Yeah, I'm interested in checking that out. Of course, Jack got his iPad really early, and I think he was 2 when we bought it. And Pickle's already, she wants the iPad real bad. She can flick. But I do worry about her, like, planting her face on it and drooling all over it, which is very likely. So I might look into
something
like that.
That's why you put a screen cover on it.
I know, but I hate screen covers.
And they say 7 to 9 hours of battery life for the one I mentioned. So that's pretty good for...
See, the only thing about those dedicated kids' tablets, unless they're, like... Unless they're just generic Android tablets, but the ones that are specifically for kids, is that their apps are so expensive that it is not a savings in any way, shape, or form to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
They are ridiculously expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you buy those Leap Pads or Leap Frogs or any of those.
And they're really, they look like shit, man.
Well, you know what? They're not bad. Not necessarily. But they can be, like, you know, $20 for a book, whereas you can just buy an iPad and get a book for $5.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, Jack came home, and he was all like, oh, because we went to Toys R Us this weekend, so he could look and make his list. And he's like, he stopped at the Leapfrog stuff. He's like, I want this. So-and-so has one at school. I was like, baby, you have an iPad. You have no idea how vastly superior your technology is. But trust me, you don't need this garbage. And we have a couple little things like the tag reader and stuff, but I'm not going to buy that Leap, because like you said, I think it's not as good, and the individual apps are so much more expensive that it's not worth it.
Right. And like, I mean, I know, because I got suckered. Was that last Christmas or Christmas before? Allison, you probably remember when I bought that damn Leap Pad for P, and she was like, I'm not paying this.
she rejected it.
Other better stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she would play the games for like 5 minutes, and then she was like, whatever, there's stuff out there that's better, like on my iPad or on my DS, which she also had. But, you know, I was feeling guilty because, you know, I felt like I was like not giving my kid the quote unquote educational toy, which she rejected wholesale. I'm always kind of skeptical of those.
That works if you don't have anything else, but she's got DS and iPads and all this stuff. Yeah. So, like, it's going to be pretty. Again, if it's like your only thing, of course, I'm sure you'll love it, you know, but.
This one doesn't look like it's actually, like, styled like a regular, like, tablet. So it doesn't look like kiddish. And it does say that it has, like, educational apps already on there and the reading app. And it includes 6 free books, and then more apps are from the Google Play Store or whatnot. So it sounds like at least a little bit step up, because they're marketing it more like this is an app that, you know, little kids can use, but then it'll still be okay when they get older. But it does all depend, like, how much you already have.
That company should send me one, and I will review it for our website twice.
That is not a bad idea.
Well, you know what? I have another suggestion for a tablet for kids, but I'll get to that when it's my turn. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sarah.
So my next thing is something that I just saw today. It's like there is this iPhone scanner and also a wireless smartphone photo printer. So like if you hook up this iPhone scanner to your iPhone, you can feed in like regular pictures. And it'll transfer them onto your iPhone, which I thought was pretty cool. And then also the wireless smartphone photo printer, it's kind of the same sort of deal. Like, you plug it into your smartphone, and it works for all sorts of smartphones, and it prints off, like, actual high-quality pictures, I guess.
Yeah, I've been giving a lot of my money to Printstagram to print my Instagrams and shit, and I saw that, and I was like, oh, I can save so much money.
Well, why don't you just buy a photo printer for your computer?
because I'm really only printing them from my phone, and it's easy for me to just go to the Printstagram website and be like, these 30, put them on a poster, thank you.
Yeah, I think it would be good for, like, people who don't rely so much on their computer. Like, personally, I go on my computer, like, way more than I go on my smartphone. But
yeah, but it's like an extra step. I've got to go, like, I've got to put them on my phone, and then I've got to Photoshop, and then I got to do this stuff, and I'm like, instead I could go to Printstagram and just select and pay them, and they do it. So if I could just have this printer and then just be like, click, done, print, yeah. I'm lazy. No, excuse me, I'm efficient. I'm efficient.
And I don't know. I mean, I like technology as much as the next guy. I buy all kinds of useless shit that I never use. Trust me, I'm like sitting in my office now with that box of shit.
You're, like, addicted to buying this shit. You buy multiples and oh, my 3DS is in the small screen. I better buy the big one. Please. Okay.
Like I said, I'm sitting in my office now, and I'm looking at just, like, the wasteland of technology that's in my office closet. I mean, but that just seems like a waste of money to me. And if I can say that's a waste of money, that's something.
That's true. You usually at least have a pull to buy it, right? A pull, and then you're like, well, no, I don't need it for this.
None whatsoever with this one. Yep, none whatsoever for that.
I do think it depends if you're, like, the computer type, because then it would be, like, not really useful. But then if you're just, like, the phone type, maybe more useful. But in any case.
Yeah, and I take almost all my pictures these days with my phone. I mean, I have my DSLR, but it's almost always my phone, just because it's there.
Yeah.
So, speaking of this, it's a little tangential, but my dad sent me this picture the other day of his kitchen table at home full of pictures, and the text, like, he has got actual printed pictures over his whole kitchen table, and he just said, I just found out how to order prints from my phone to Walgreens. I was like, you are adorable.
So I ordered them all.
I think he said for like 11 cents a piece or something, and I'm like, okay, well, you just spent like $30 on pictures, but that's cool.
But, yes. So, to kind of counter everyone, I personally would choose a PS4 first, but it's kind of a dirty little secret of mine because I have never owned any Xbox anything.
There's a lot of people like that, I think, that are gamers, though. It just depends on how you grow up. Like, if you grow up with the franchises, like the Final Fantasies, and stuff that are only on PS4, then...
Because I went from, you know, like, Super Nintendo to, like, 64, and then from that, I jumped to PlayStation 2.
Well, see, Sarah, like, that explains it. That is why you seem like half a person.
Wow.
This is fanciful. Ouch. Coming from the robot.
Way harsh, Ty.
I'm kidding.
But
I think you're the person, Sarah. You're not a fucking robot like Beep Boop over there.
You better quit calling me.
We're going to call her Johnny Five, all right?
I like you, Sam. I like you a lot.
No, it's low. I mean, but you know what, Sarah? You're absolutely right. Unless you play a certain kind of game, it isn't necessary to have one or the other, really. I mean, unless you play Halos and a lot of zombie games, it's really not necessary to have an Xbox because everything else gets released on the PlayStation, to be perfectly honest.
Like, I'm so used to the controller, like, because that's just what I've always had. And so then there's that plus... I am really love Final Fantasy, and then also, I, like, for PS4, like, they had the Infamous, and I really was a fan of the other two Infamous games, and so I was like, oh, Infamous, and this one has, you know, the main character is Native American. I'm not sure which tribe he's from, but
very I gotta try that.
To me.
I mean, the only one I've ever had.
People going, like, one or the other and not, like, wanting to talk about it. We have a lot of dirty secrets.
Yeah,
we do. The only reason I've ever continued to buy PlayStation generation after generation is for JRPGs.
Yeah.
Ugh. You know.
Oh, Alex.
All I want to a JRPG.
Don't hate on JRPGs.
Boring. Next.
I mean, and I play a lot between my PlayStation and the DS. I mean, that's one of the reasons that I've always bought Nintendo handhelds, too, is because I could play, like, the older JRPGs on my handheld, right, when they started
releasing. What's really nice about doing that is you only ever get to press one button over and over to get through the dialogue, and there's actually no game whatsoever, so it's kind of cool. That's good.
Alex.
Yeah!
It's better than the lack of story in certain other Western games.
You and I can agree to disagree on that.
It's better than
this podcast. Motherfuckers, we're no Ian. That's what we got tonight.
Call of Duty.
Oh my god, Alicia, you're cutting in and out like a robot.
It's Sam's fault.
Maybe you guys were just talking at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump in on your list. Continue.
Anyway.
We've been all over her list.
No, it's okay. It's all good. So this one I kind of added as a joke, but somewhat not as a joke. They have the new generation of Furbies.
They're awesome. Mm-hmm.
That you can, like hook up to your, like, smartphone, and, like, you can take it online and, like, breed, apparently. And, like,
I saw Gremlins.
A whole lot of crazy stuff, and I feel like every generation of kids should have to suffer with a Furby.
It's like Pokemon Furby.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Is this Pokemon?
So it's Poke Furby?
Do not Poke Furby. That sounds horrible.
No.
Back up. Inappropriate. No.
That's my middle name.
But it's all like the eyes are all like digital, crazy. And it's perhaps more creepy than the older ones because of the eyes, but I don't know,
I was looking at one the other day at the toy store and wondering if you would want one for Christmas. It would drive me crazy though.
Mhm. Well, I mean, because I was like the kid generation that it first came out with, and so it was like
No, you weren't, because I was pretty young when they first came out.
Anyway, we did get one though, and it was like that was back when you couldn't turn it off. There was no off switch. You just had to remove the batteries, and then you'd have to unscrew it. And so it was, like, very hasslesome, and then it would never go to sleep, and it would wake up in the middle of the night and be really creepy. And at first you're like, yeah, Furby, and then that stuff happens, and you're just
y'all, like... What y'all didn't know is that shit was, like, a teen pregnancy lesson. It was like, don't have sex, you'd get one of these forever.
Yeah, it's like carrying around an egg, right? Or, like, one of those mechanical babies with, like, the creepy eyes that get the best and then murder you later. The overalls, right? That's why I don't have kids, right? That's how it works.
I've been murdered 3 times.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Nice.
Not? But then, okay, so getting towards the end of my list now.
Why does your list seem twice as long as our list?
I don't know. It's like explain more.
Oh my god.
So I was kind of thinking of games that would be nice for younger gamers as well. So, I think the Super Mario 3D World for the Wii U looks really neat, and my fiancé loves, like, Mario stuff, and he was like, I would really consider getting a Wii U just to play this game. So, I think it would be
nice. You guys aren't turning on your heat in the winter to save on your electric bill, but you're going to buy a Wii U.
No.
I like your priority.
It's more like a, like, oh, I wish I could get Wii U. Not like a reality thing, unfortunately. But regardless, I think it would be interesting to have, like, since, I mean, obviously they can go back and play older Mario generations. But if this is, like, the first exposure to Mario, seems like a good one, just from what I've seen so far. And then, lastly, I'm not sure how recently they made this, but they have the Steam wallets, which are like the Steam gift cards. that are available at, like, GameStop now and stuff. I don't think they're on sale for Black Friday or anything, but if you do have a gamer in your life who really enjoys and hoards games on Steam, I'm sure they would appreciate a gift card.
AKA all
anybody of who's anybody who games and has a PC. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yay.
Okay, well, I guess it's my turn. Mm-hmm. And I'll go through my things. A couple of them quickly because other people have said I thought it would be a good idea to get a copy of the new Legend of Zelda that is coming out on the 22nd along with a 2DS for the kid in your life. But Alicia's not digging the reviews. Check the reviews. Think about what I like the idea of a 2DS for kids, especially if you're going to turn it off. Because turn the 3D off anyway, because then, you know, it's cheaper. and there's no hinge to break, which, you know, is always a plus in my book.
But aren't there games you can only play on the 3DS?
No, not for the 2DS. You can play all of the 3DS games on the 2DS. There's just no 3D. All right. And Pokemon X or Y was my second choice. Along with a 2DS, again, for the kid in your life, or for yourself if you don't want the 3D, and I don't use the 3D on mine anyway. I mean, occasionally if a game's got 3D and they're always talking it up, I will, at least the first time I play through a section, just turn it on to see what it looks like. Like, I've turned it on for a couple of Pokemon battles, because the Pokemon battles are the only thing that's actually in 3D, I think, in that game.
I hate 3D.
The caves are nice, though, in 3D.
I'm old and it gives me a headache.
I'm not old and it gives me a headache.
You have to hold it in like the exact right angle for
it. No, it's too much work.
And it still gives me a headache. It's not conducive to like flailing around in the chair sort of gaming that I do very often.
Yep, that's exactly the way it works. The other thing that I think would be a great idea for the gamer in your life is an Xbox One with the promise of Watch Dogs, which will be out sometime in 2014, since it's not actually coming out at launch like they promised. But you can always get them a copy of Dead Rising 3, and they can kill some zombies on the Xbox One.
Sam's only a little bitter.
Only a little bitter. And I'm only going to bring it up every time I mention the Xbox. When they drop off my Xbox next week, I'm going to tell the guy who delivers it about the fact that I'm not getting Watch Dogs with it. Yeah, I'm telling everybody because I'm a little bit bitter.
Just a tad.
And like Alicia, I put down a brand spanking new iOS device of some sort because that's what Pete's asking for Christmas this year. And she needs one, to be perfectly honest, because all of her devices are a little older because they were all hand-me-downs. So she can't play the brand new games that are coming out because she can't play them on the iPad or the iPod that she has. So she does kind of need one, which means she'll probably get one for Christmas. Whether it'll come from Nana or me is a totally different story. So we'll see what Christmas brings. We'll see what Santa brings. The fifth thing on my list, this is what I was talking about when you were talking about the Camellio, Sarah, is I like the idea of the Kindle Fire HDX. It's, you know, really snazzy and great to share with kids, because you can set on there the parental controls in terms of not only what they can play, like they can have unlimited time reading books, but only an hour watch Netflix or Amazon Video, right? Or Netflix, or you know, an hour playing games. But then also, what I like is that Amazon now has, especially if you have Amazon Prime, I think it's like $1 a month if you have Amazon Prime. They have a kid service that gives you they preload into your kid account like 20 new books and 20 new games and all this other stuff every month.
Whoa! Didn't know that. Have Amazon
Prime. I want
that
for myself.
Alex.
So every month. It's like a trip to the library every month.
That's great.
It is, you know, and it was great for me until somebody stole my Kindle Fire. Which is another reason I'm going to replace one of her iOS devices, because I didn't replace the Kindle Fire after it got stolen. So that she has something to play snazzy new games on. And then also the new one, the HDX, has a Mayday button. Has anybody seen this?
I have. And apparently...
It's like... Yeah, it's like a emergency
text. Creepy. He's like, I like you.
Apparently, you push a button and you get to talk to a nice lady with red and purple hair.
That commercial is creepy as shit.
Well, I don't have television. I don't know. I'll have to look this up.
I don't care if she has red and purple hair, but it's you get tech support, automatic tech support with the Mayday button. It's like instant help. And so while, you know, the kid library program for a buck, if you've got Amazon Prime, if you don't, I think it's like $2.99 or $3.99 regular price per month, which is still a great deal to get new books and new games every month, and new videos. Get books, videos, and games every month.
Does it have to be video help? What's the advantage?
I hate everything video. I'm so angry at this move toward news stories and random help and video.
What
everything.
What about our podcast on VidCast?
No.
Mm. Well, we wouldn't do that every time because, you know, people want to put podcasts in their pajamas.
Yeah, so maybe, I want to sit slumped over and make faces when people talk.
Yeah. I've rubbed my face, like my eyebrows so much. I'm like, ah.
I just want to warn you right now, if we go to VidCast, I'm gonna purposely, not that I do this all the time because I don't, but purposely, I'm going to do nothing but pick my nose the whole time.
Okay, so we'll do one practice and then we'll see. Anyway, sorry.
So they've got the Amazon Prime service for kids, and then they've got the Mayday button for the old folks in your life. So your mother won't call you at 3 o'clock in the morning and go, I can't get my book to load, because she can push that little Mayday button and that little lady with purple and red hair will show up and tell her how to fix it.
Okay, so tell me this. Aren't the people working on the other end of the helpline just going to get all penises all the time? Mayday, look at my penis.
Amazing.
I never thought.
I hope so.
Well, obviously, right? Isn't the penis the first thing everybody does with the new technology?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Sorry. I hope they pay them a lot to work there. Won't somebody think of the penises, please?
Oh, maybe they'll have a
do that job.
Have a button, and they'll warn people if you show your penis.
The penis button.
They can they can deactivate a fire so it can't be reactivated. Because when mine got stolen, I called. And whoever stole it, you know, good for you. You got a fucking brick because it can't be reactivated unless I call. So they can say, if you show your penis, guess what? You've got a brick. And that's exactly what they should do.
I wonder if they, like, are going to outsource that, though, you know? Like, or if that's...
Maybe they can't see you. I bet they can't see you and you can only see them.
That's Bob. That would be the safest route.
That would make more sense, actually.
Probably.
Yeah, otherwise, your penis is all you want.
Yeah. Hey, I'm showing my penis. Well, I can't see it. Oh, it's cool.
Damn. Thwarted the gang.
That would be a wonderful thing. All right. So the sixth thing on my list is, and I did put a PS4, and I put PS4. Gosh darn it! But only after the Xbox One. And a copy of Killzone, because I want to play some futuristic sci-fi shit and kill some aliens and protect my home world. I did not pre-order a PS4 because I was on my high horse when it was time to do pre-orders, and it was pretty stupid on my part. So, yeah, I have to admit that I will be at somebody's store at midnight trying to get a PS4.
It's okay. I didn't even, like, I want it, and I didn't pre-order it, but that's more of a cost issue, I think.
Well, you can come and sit with me at midnight.
Can I come just, like, an elbow people who try to cut in line?
Just bring your Pokemon. We'll just have, like,
I'll come elbow with you, Alex. I don't, you know, I'm not going to do anything, but we can elbow. Yeah. We got this shit.
Because I really want one now. Why? Because, you know, like
you want,
Alex.
You want to be spied on?
No, not exactly. Because I want it in front of my PS4.
And it's new and shiny.
I know.
As do I. I'm not judging.
Anybody who's been listening, this is episode 67. If you have listened to 3 of the previous episodes, you already know I have a problem. Okay, so, yeah. And I want to play Killzone. And I start to get jealous after a while. I'm like, yeah, I have, like, an Xbox One, but I won't be able to play blah, 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 because it's PS4 exclusive. So I want one. Anyway. So we'll see if I get one. Or if I'm just going to be pissed off and sitting somewhere at midnight trying to get one on Friday. The other thing that you should buy, the first one on your list, is a set of new fancy-ass Astro headphones for their Xbox One and their PS4. Since the rest of us have to, you know, wait until next year for adapters for our fancy-ass $300 headphones that are going to be of no use to us until those adapters come out.
I think I know enough about those headphones that I could probably, like, rewire them to work. Because I know those headphones now. Because it took me about an hour and a half of a gaming marathon to get them hooked up to everybody's different systems. Because they're really easy to use and intuitive. So I think I could do that. I could, like, hotwire it for you. I think I could do that for some money.
Well, you know what I can do? You can probably do it for other people for money, but what I can do is, what I'll do is I can run it through the optical out on my TV instead.
Oh, yeah, because they have optical. So.
Yeah. I can run it through the optical out on my TV instead. I've already thought about this long and hard because I was pissed off when they said we had to wait for adapters until 2014. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and run it through the optical out on my TV. So. Yeah, I'll live in the long run. And the last thing that I put on my list is a non-digital gift. Buy the kid and or adult in your life a big ass container of nondescript Legos. Don't buy Star Wars Legos. Buy Lego Chima Legos. Buy plain old, you know, 500-piece or 1,500-piece box of Legos and let them use their imagination.
Yes.
But if you buy them this big-ass box of Legos, what I love and I always buy at Amazon because I can get them a whole lot cheaper is the base plates so that you have a base to build on.
One of the things we're getting Jack for Christmas is a big-ass box of supplemental Legos.
He's a big ass box of Legos. Enjoy.
To be fair, I forget what they're called, but the like robotic Lego things that they're doing now. What was it?
I said those are.
No.
Yeah, there's a bunch of that stuff that's really cool, But everybody needs just, no matter what you're building, you have your crazy robot Legos, you've got Jack's all into this Cityville nonsense, this Creo stuff, but you cannot go wrong with a box of plain Legos the size of your body.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's how we all learn shit. Yeah. The kids of this generation do that with, be able to play with Legos without a map of where everything's supposed to go.
Plus, it's more conducive to stepping on it that way, you know.
Right, and I'm sure that at some point my daughter needs to swallow at least one Lego. I mean, come on.
She'll put me back out.
Okay. Right, it's fine.
It's fine. The amount of pain of stepping in Legos in the middle of the night.
No shit, it sucks. Also, stepping on Hot Wheels cars, I will tell you from lots of experience.
For me, it was like Legos, Hot Wheels cars, and like... horse figurines.
How did you step on horse figurines?
Like, I mean, like, you know, like you play with horses, like a doll.
But, like, how big are they?
they're small, right? Because I stepped on a My Little Pony, little tiny My Little Pony the other day and cussed for like 20 minutes But I remember the first time I stepped on, you talked about those little car miniatures. I stepped on a little miniature Chuck the Truck, and because they're not as small as Matchbox cars, but they're not as big as, like, you know, regular Chuck the Trucks, but they're big enough to actually, like, slide on, roll on. I fell, caught myself on the edge of the couch, and cracked my wrist bone. So, ooh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Off topic of that, but PSA, like, please don't support the Lego Friends.
No, God, please don't buy Lego Friends.
Friends
don't
let friends buy Lego Friends for their children.
Agreed.
I got so mad. I'm not even going to start. We'll be here all night.
I know.
I agree.
We're already here all night. It is all night. Let's keep going. I got my vodka and cigarettes up now, so I'm all right.
Ooh, you weren't supposed to say that.
Oh, shoot. I buy cigarettes, Sam. I meant more vodka.
No, the candy cigarettes.
Right,
can't hear. Alex Lane, you have to see me in the morning.
She's on the job market.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have to see me in the morning.
Well, you're going to have to sit across from me at Greyhound while I smell like cigarettes, because I'm stressed the fuck out, Sam, and it's 11:30.
Oh, my. All right, so that being said, there is a grand list of things that you can buy for all of the loved ones on your list, and that's always fun. Oh, and here's a great thing. If you have teacher gifts to get, Starbucks started their 12 days of Christmas early this year. Usually for the first 12 days, they put, like, something on super sale at Starbucks to buy, like, as a gift for somebody. This year they're doing it week by week instead of the first 12 days of December, and they started this week. So they have, like, travel mugs, 50% off. See? So, I gotta buy teacher gifts.
Great.
Okay?
I agree. You can't go wrong with giving someone coffee, man. That is almost equal to gaming, because you need coffee to continue your gaming.
Right. I was like, give me a couple of those. I was like, give me a couple of those travel mugs and some gift cards.
Sold. You can't bring that shit to our gaming thing, though. Only pizza and beer.
Can I bring vodka?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can bring vodka.
Deal. Speaking of deals.
Deals for broke-ass gamers.
It's the podcast. Sorry.
Oh, my. Alex Lane, what are
we seeing our next podcast?
No. Can I sing?
Yes.
We can do a free episode. There we go.
Done. The deals this week, there's so many out there. It's almost like go to a site, there's a good deal. But the couple that I found that were at least worth mentioning is that Amazon has a countdown to Black Friday, which they're doing a different sets of specials, like, every day. Although, of course, their daily specials last longer than the day, so you're fine. But they actually have some decent stuff. Like, AC4 I don't know if it was, like, 30% or 20% off, but, like, for a brand new game, it's not bad. Dishonored was a good chunk off. They had the new Tomb Raider for $12, so it's like, yeah.
Dishonored, it's the greatest game of the past couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
I cut a bitch.
Okay. I don't think anybody's ever said that during the Deals for Broke-Ass Gamer segment, but well done. And then Steam has their Midweek Madness. Defiance is 50% off. Fallout 2 for $5. I mean, they have a ton of crap on sale, so, I mean, really, it's just go to your Toys R Us, go to your good old games, go to your Amazon, go to your Steam, and there's going to be something. Especially, like, if you put it on your wish list and you get notices when they go on sale. So
that's always the best part.
It really is.
Spend your money.
So. So, yeah, there we go.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex Black. So, with that, I guess, episode 67, which has been another jinxed episode.
Jesus, no light.
I feel like we shouldn't cut anything out. We should just let it all roll. Because it's going to be like 3.5 hours long.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's going to take about 5 days to edit this bitch. I'm sorry. To edit this thing.
You are a professor.
Children may listen to this.
I I hope
we got
not.
To cut this motherfucker up and piece it together.
That's going to be my pun. Or my punishment.
Hey, beep boop.
Let's close this out because I'm going to lose my mind here.
Episode 67 is in the books. And we will talk to you again soon with episode 68. Sometime. With episode 68. But you can always keep up with us. You can email us at nymgamer@gmail.com. You can come and follow our daily musings at nymgamer.com. That's where we are. Or you can follow us on Facebook. You can look for Not Your Mama's Gamer. Or if Twitter's your thing, you can follow us at NYMGamer. And if you don't like Facebook or RSS feeds or the Twitter, you can always follow our new handy dandy, thanks to Sarah, Tumblr, which is nymgamer.tumblr.com. All those wonderful ways. And if you want to, you can send us email, voicemail, or
presents.
Money.
Anything on our list. crazy. We have that new handy dandy voicemail app applet on our website and actually on our Facebook page as well. Just click it and you can send us a message, and we'd be happy to answer, reply, or just muse right along with you on our next podcast. So, until next time, folks, stay warm, stay dry, have a happy Thanksgiving, and as always, game on.
Game on.